This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Wow, I just had an incredibly eye-opening few days that I got to share with you. I was doing some traveling for personal and family reasons in the Midwest, where I'm from, and I got to interact with a lot of people I had never met, and also, which is the good part, people who didn't know who I was. And that's actually good, because I didn't want to talk to people who had any preconceived notions about my work or nutrition or superfoods or anything like that. And what I discovered is that there are parts of America where the word about nutrition, it hasn't penetrated those sections yet, not at all. There are sections of America that think a smoothie is weird. Okay? I'm not even kidding. There are sections of America that think food, well, they think like hospital food should be Ensure, which is just corn syrup and milk protein with synthetic vitamin chemicals mixed in. And they think that's awesome. There are parts of America where if you offer people cake, like, everybody will eat it with hydrogenated oil icing and artificial colors, and they will just eat it. Seriously. There are parts of America that just blew my mind as I was visiting these parts. And the contrast is shocking because, you know, every day, people like you and I, we pay attention to nutrition science and health and advances in natural medicine and holistic healing. We tend to take care of our health. We tend to make better shopping choices. We tend to purchase organic more than most people. We tend to grow a little bit of our own food. And we all eat some superfoods. And frankly, we're doing better than other people. We have less pain, less inflammation. We have better longevity. We age better. We have better cognitive function by far. I think that's due to turmeric and some other things, by the way. But people like you and me who are into nutrition, we are looked upon by other sort of mainstream junk food eaters, we are looked upon as somehow, and I don't want to misstate this, I don't want to sound like I'm claiming this or anything, but we are looked upon as just either lucky people or successful people, or somehow, I think they think we're lucky. They're like, oh, you're lucky you don't have diabetes. Oh, you're lucky you haven't had a heart attack yet. Oh, you're lucky that you're not obese. And what those people don't understand is it has nothing to do with luck, right? It has everything to do with your choices day to day. If you're healthy, it's because you chose to be healthy. I mean, yeah, when you're a teenager, you can look fit and you could perhaps be thin without trying and still eat junk food. But I'm talking about once you get in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, right? You want to be healthy at that age. It's by design. It's by choice. You got to do it. You got to make decisions that protect your health. And yet, people who are unhealthy tend to think that we are just experiencing incredible waves of good luck. That it has nothing to do with the fact that they're eating toxic junk food and we're eating organic superfoods. And so, I also met a gal who showed me a picture of how she used to weigh almost 500 pounds. I'm serious. She was 490, okay? We're talking morbidly obese. And yet, she had dropped 130 pounds so far, and she was well on her way, and she had a good attitude, and I came to find out she had turned to superfood smoothies to drop all that weight. And she was in the healthcare field, you know, nurses practitioner, or I don't know, nurse's aide, or whatever the proper credentials are, I don't recall, but she had turned to the superfood smoothie and was dropping weight, and she knew about CBD and, you know, cannabinoids. She knew about natural medicine. And in fact, she stood out as one of the most interesting people I met on the entire trip that I had through the Midwest, because she was someone who I found incredibly well-informed, intriguing, her personal story was intriguing. And even though she was still, you know, 300 and something pounds, she was, I could already tell in her spirit, she was a success. She was on her way to being whatever target weight she wanted to be. You know, in another year, she'll be probably, you know, in the 200s. And she can drop below 200 if she keeps it up. And she, one day she could be, you know, 175 or whatever she wants to be, frankly. Because now she has the knowledge. And yet there are so many other people in the Midwest who lack the basic knowledge of nutrition that you and I actually kind of take for granted, because to us it's like common sense. You know, of course you don't eat fried foods, fried and genetically modified canola oil. You know, that's a no-brainer for you and me. But for a lot of people, that's like, huh? What? Are you an alien? You know, they think that's weird. Of course, you don't drink, you know, homogenized cow's milk with altered fats and everything, unhealthy stuff, sterilized. Of course you don't drink that stuff. But to a lot of people in the Midwest, that's their meal. And people are struggling across, not just the Midwest, but across the country. People are struggling with diseases that are all preventable. And that's the other thing that really stood out to me about this whole trip, was meeting so many people who had serious disease. I mean, I met people who had gone deaf. I met people who had lost a leg from amputation. I met people who had had open heart transplant surgery. And of course, people who had overcome cancer. And lots of people who had lost other family members to cancer because they didn't survive. And I look at what they're buying and eating, and it's all right there. It's cause and effect. It's right out there in the open. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't running around preaching to all these people. I wasn't being a food Nazi and telling them, oh, you shouldn't eat that, you shouldn't do that. No, I was there to listen and learn from these people and find out why do we still have a problem with preventable disease in this country? Why are people still addicted to pharmaceuticals? Why do people still go to a cancer clinic to be poisoned with chemotherapy when the solutions to cancer are readily available and now widely documented on websites like mine, naturalnews.com or cancer.news. We have the answers to all these questions. I've been covering the answers for, you know, 15 years. And yet, when I go out there and I talk to people, I still see people hurting, people suffering, people making bad food choices, people living on junk food, toxic food, and prescription medications, and thinking that smoothies are weird. And that's the reality of what we still face in this country. Now, depending on where you live, in your city, if it's a very nutritionally advanced city or, you know, more of a modern city, and sometimes to some degree more of a progressive leftist type of city, more people there tend to be into nutrition. So certain cities like, oh, I don't know, Austin, Texas, like where I am, or, you know, San Francisco or Los Angeles, for that matter, you know, raw food in New York. New York is very advanced. Miami has a lot of health food and raw food choices as well. There are many places around the country, you know, Denver, Colorado, or Boulder, even better. Places that are into nutrition and healthy living, and people are into smoothies and people are into fitness. A lot of places like that. But aside from those places, there are many more places where people are still living in the nutritional dark ages, frankly. And they are suffering. And a lot of those people, for whatever reason, turn out to be conservative people or church people. Nobody poisons a group better than a church with bad junk food. I mean, a church will feed their own congregation so much crap that it's got to be a sin. I mean, let's be honest here. God doesn't want you to poison your body with genetically modified corn syrup, and yet that's what churches serve their congregations. And to me, it's just shocking. And there was one part of the trip where, well, I was in kind of a Bible Belt area. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Baptists, a lot of some Catholics, a lot of church folks. And, you know, good people, good ethics, good morals, nice, friendly, but living on the worst junk food imaginable and wondering why they keep getting diseased. I keep thinking, you know, I'm glad you're praying to God and all that, but maybe God wants you to make better food choices too, come to think of it. You know, Maybe that's a message for the churches that I should try to share until they throw me out of the church, I guess. But maybe God wants you to eat organic. Maybe God wants you to take care of your body as a temple. Maybe God doesn't want you to commit nutritional suicide or chemical suicide with all the toxins that you're eating. You know, in fact, I might just do a whole podcast on that point because it's a very powerful and important discussion. But those are some of the observations from my recent trip, and I'm so glad to be back in Texas. It's a wonderful place, and I'm glad to be back recording podcasts, sharing them with you and sharing these observations, and I hope you find value in this. And I hope you also realize that if you're tuned in to the information that you're learning from the Health Ranger and Natural News, that it's very advanced. Even I took it for granted. I didn't realize how advanced this stuff was, or sort of more forward-thinking than a lot of the country. But having seen that contrast now, I get it. What you and I are learning and talking about and covering every day is really the leading edge of nutrition science. And so, you know, we have to sort of hope that the rest of the country catches up and learns from us as we demonstrate what healthy living actually looks like in terms of our food choice, vitamin D, time outdoors, fitness, exercise, all these things that matter. So thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. You can see all of my videos at vimeo.com/healthranger, and you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.